The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life. I'm glad Joe Strummer's dead. Isn't that crazy? if Joe Strummer pulled some Neil Young shit, you know, being like, hey, fuck free speech. Oh my God. I don't care what side you're on, man. It's just, you gotta be able to talk about it. Anyway, super glad at the enduring relevance of The Clash and music in general. It's great, you know. Today we got episode 909 BC. A three-way amongst men. Jared Helfer, Skywalker, and myself. It was Sky's birthday, so he wanted to get out of the house, which only makes sense, you know? You gotta get out of the house. You gotta have fun, right? The episode's chaos. And you can tell. And it's just how the birthday boy wanted it. A little chaos on his night off, I think. Well, you know, I should, before we get into all that, we'll just do it now. Today's unofficial sponsor, in no way associated with the podcast, is the Forest Hills Police Department. Now, Forest Hills is a borough or a suburb, whatever you want to call it, of Pittsburgh, but it's taxed Pittsburgh style. Now, I don't really know how. I can't remember, honestly. But the point is they have their own police department. So I don't know what. We pay borough taxes or some shit property. Pittsburgh taxes. Regardless, Forest Hills has their own police department. Now, as you may or may not remember, a long while back, I was in Boston with my girl, and while we were there, some drunk tow truck driver drove into our lawn and over a boulder, and the boulder rolled underneath his truck as his truck moved forward, moving the boulder, we're going to say 12 feet. The boulder's there to protect our retaining wall. So I'd like the boulder moved back, and it's not my fault the boulder got moved, right? So what do? We go to the tow truck company. It's their fault, right? And now I want to keep the cops out of it because that's just how I am. Or in the insurance companies and all that stuff, you know? I'm let the citizens try it first. Let the government and the corporations take over if need be. Or take over is a bad word for it. Be commissioned, be hired, do the work. Either way, the point being is this. Angelo's Towing in Monroeville, I think, is what, also Pittsburgh suburb, is where they're located out of. They just don't give a fuck, man. Yeah, their guy was drunk. Yeah, I have a police report. Yeah, they moved to Boulder. It says all that stuff right there in legal writing. They just ignore my phone calls. So I'm getting to the point, you know, what am I going to do? I got to get Johnny Law involved. I mean, it's destruction of property, you would think, anyway. Are laws made to protect taxpayers? I don't know. So, I went to the Forest Hills Borough Building. Now, in small-town America, you get your courthouse. And that's the county seat. I believe there's a police station in each city. But regardless, you go there, you end up finding somebody. They call them a dispatcher or a receptionist or whatever you want to call them. And that person will pretty much either take care of or direct you to who will take care of whatever you need. And they do it then, as long as you're willing to wait in the line, which is usually three people long. But that's not what happens when you live in the suburbia. Here in Forest Hills, you go up to the borough, and you go in, and there's some bulletproof glass, and there's a lady. And you'd say, okay, well, I'm going to ask her some stuff, and she's going to give me some answers. I says, I need to maybe file a police report. A guy did such and such with my boulder, blah, blah, blah. She says, okay, and you might have heard this one before on the pod. Can't help you. You need to call 911. I said, what? Yeah, I mean, I knew what she was getting at, because I've been through this rigmarole before. But essentially, she makes me call 911. 911 dispatcher picks up. I say, I have a non-emergency call. At that time, I need to ask for a Forest Hills police officer to meet me at the borough building. So that's what I do. And lo and behold, 2-3 minutes later, my phone rings. It's a police officer. He says, is this Aaron? I says, yes. He says, what do you need? I said, I'm up here at the borough building. I think I need to file a police report. He says, oh, whoa, what's going on? What's going on? Already, he doesn't want to do anything, you know. I want to file a report. Whoa, paperwork? Okay, let's slow this truck down. But so anyway, he goes, okay, well, tell me what happened. I tell him what happened. He says, you know, I think I remember that. The guy, the drunk guy, Boulder, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what must have been the talk of the station for a day or two. He goes, I was not the arresting officer. Yeah, you'll need to get a hold of the arresting officer. Now, I'm thinking, look, you go to the county courthouse where I come from, you need to file a police report. They find you somebody. And that person fills it out, right? But here, crime's being committed. They say, not just anybody can take care of this. Isn't that crazy? So I need a special cop. I need the cop who's on duty. And I says, okay, well, fine. If you're not willing to do it, how do I get a hold of said officer? He says, well, you got to call while he's on duty. I says, when is that? He says, 11 p.m. to, I think it's like 6 or 5 a.m., you know? It's not even that. I think it's probably like 4 or 3. Crazy, right? So I'm supposed to call 911 at midnight and ask for a certain officer on a non-emergency call. That's how I'm, quote-unquote, going to be able to file a report. Now, I strongly suspect that the police station is going to end up being just as helpful as this tow truck company, but that is my next step. So, today's show is brought to you by the Forest Hills Police Department. Unless there's shots fired, well, they ain't going to do it. Yowzers. So, pod. Yeah, we were going to do a podcast today. Oh, it's a very special outro by Jared. If you listen throughout the podcast, I believe we talk about this uselessness. Well, I think anyway, and jury's out. Hit us up at unopenemail@yahoo.com. Time capsules. You remember doing them as a kid. Did anyone ever find the time capsules? I should get a hold of my elementary school. Say, did we bury a time capsule? Where the fuck is it? That would be fun. Yeah, maybe I'll try that. Anyway, Jared did a great little outro, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that. This episode is total fucking chaos, guys. Can't wait. Stay tuned at the end for featured artist by way of Sky's recommendation. Love a good episode like this where my guests have input and contribution to the outro. Makes my job easy. So we'll see you after episode 909 BC with Jared Helfer and Skywalker.
Well, that's not a koozie. That's a shirt. That's a shirt for my beer. This is...
It's a heavy sweater, dude.
It's not half-mast.
A koozie... Not a winter coat. A koozie is slang for cozy, right? Cozy beer. This is a t-shirt for a beer.
Did your grandma say
that? No, it's a Pittsburgh thing.
I'm saying, if the pole is cut
obviously.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's no other way to describe a cut in half flagpole.
Yeah, that's
other than half mass.
Yeah.
You imagine going through life half mass?
Jared,
do you want to sit
imagine,
across
bro.
From each other so that we can
Sky
stop
really wants
lying
to
about
you.
The Jew thing, dude? You've been lying for years. We're on to
it's
you.
It's 6,000, dude, all right? 6,000.
You want me to sit over here?
So you say million all the time.
I would like. I like to. Yeah, because I got to turn my head. I barely like.
He wants it to be by the fire, dude. Yeah. I started the fire for Sky's birthday, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I figured it was a special day. We might as well have the fireplace going.
You know what I don't understand is there's no R or L for these headphones.
L comes the wire. On most all headsets, L comes the wire.
L comes the wire. Where'd you learn that?
Just owning 5 or 6 pair of headsets.
Yeah.
So
you didn't work in a manufacturing company?
No. No, I just paid attention while my pulse was beating. It was crazy. I was like, oh, so it's always on the left, huh? It's like, it's not always true, but with like a ceiling fan, you know, and you're looking for which chain's the one.
The left one is always the speed of the fan. The center one is usually the light.
Long, I always went with long as light.
Long as light.
But I think.
But see.
If you watch where it enters the fan, then you
what
can
are we talking
out.
Here? We talking GE ceiling fans? We talking Hunter? What are we talking here?
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. What kind? Yeah.
Everybody's different.
Is this microphone tuned on, turned in, and dropped out?
Yeah, there it is.
Okay,
it's tuned on and turned down now.
Okay, that's
it's
good.
Turned
that
on.
Microphone just took a tab,
hey.
Bro.
Whoa. All right, it'll work in about a half hour.
Good call. Let's get the cards out, bro. So this is, is it going to be 909 or 910? One or the other.
How do you not know? You the operator.
Well, I have one, and I just recorded it in the bag, and I don't know
in
which one I would put out first, but probably this.
Well, you have to put the one that became before us out first in order to keep.
All right, you're right. Linear. People like linear.
And you actually put it in a can, right? You record it and you put.
Yeah,
it in
I have
a
so
can.
Many buried. Yeah. So many buried in the yard.
It's
dude.
Just raw podcast. It's just like a blue kind of light.
Do you remember time capsules, dude?
Time capsules were the shit. A lot of people don't understand how fun time capsules.
Here's the thing about time capsules. People were burying them before like they were like having a good way to find them
before
again.
They were dead. They're burying them alive, man. It was fucked up.
But there's no way to find them. Good luck, next civilization.
Yeah,
good
true.
Luck, next civilization.
You know what? You're right, because school teachers are shit nowadays.
They're supposed
it's
to...
It's a cardboard box with like concrete in it or some shit.
I think they're supposed to spook grave diggers or something like that, or like wood night diggers, you know,
diggers.
Where it's just like, oh, this is getting weird now. You know, that's the whole
I don't
point.
Know. I think time capsules was an awesome idea.
It's a great idea, but it's because you always imagine someone's going to find it. What are the odds on a planet this size? Well, I mean, it's not even that big of a planet, but it's still, yeah. There's not very many of us on it.
Well,
what people
here's
tell
the
you.
Problem yeah. with time capsules. You ready?
Yeah.
No goddamn map.
No goddamn map.
No one yeah. draws a fucking goddamn map for the time capsule.
That's
like,
right.
Hey, let's bury this shit. What is it? Dude, I got toenail clippings. Well, whatever it is. Roll of paper rolls. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it, no one ever made.
Bucks. And the
yeah.
idea is that they're
a
finding.
Fucking map.
The idea is they're finding something about, well, maybe not, but they're finding something about a culture that doesn't like exist anymore. Like, you're right?
Yeah.
So then the records don't exist either. So there's no like
Chuck E. Cheese
check behind.
Tokens,
yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
People are like, this was
I can't believe
currency.
We
they
lost.
Really,
yeah.
They had a big thing for this mouse. I don't know what his deal was.
Beer
they clearly
and
worship this mouse.
They would come to his house regularly and watch him play music.
They must
it
have
was
sacrificed children to this mouse.
To this mouse. You know what's crazy about Chuck E. Cheese is it accommodates both alcoholic parents and kids.
Yeah, everyone can.
Because it's like, yeah. you can
it's
buy a pitcher, $17 a pitcher for, you know.
Yeah, it's kid gambling, you yeah. know.
I
like
agree.
It,
well, the original
oh,
Mickey, it's
out.
All right, you're fine.
Okay.
The original Mickey, not Mickey Mouse, Chuck E. Cheese.
Charles Cheese.
Was Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah, that's right.
Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah. And then they changed it. Oh, I'm going
to
change it back.
I can still hear it. You hear it? Yeah, it was fine the way it was.
Have you been all to right. a Showbiz Pizza?
You need to
I was. Pizza. When I was a wee bit, when I was a wee tot. Showbiz Pizza with Chuck E. Cheese, and we went there, and we went down into the ball pit and stuff, and it was fun. But it occurs yeah. to me that it actually, like, in the 80s and early 90s, there was, like, this fad of, like, what if we just made regular places where you could drink?
Yeah.
So they were like, your kids have to come play to keep them entertained because we don't have the internet yet. You know what I mean?
What did the balls...
So you would bring the kids there to play games, but you'd get drunk the whole time.
What did the balls represent? Like, because it was a.
I think that the kid, balls are.
It was a children gambling coliseum run by a.
You mean the ball pit?
An anthropomorphic
The ball pit.
Robot mouse, right?
right.
So what were the balls? It, like, what did they represent? Were they eggs?
No. The balls were quickly... they were quicksand, obviously.
No, the mouse would perform a ceremony where he explained to you about who you were in society, and then he would drop you into this pit, each ball representing a member of society, and you would know that your only way out was to struggle through
the balls.
The balls.
Wow, and it's not that much. You know what?
You guys bring to light what women go through every day.
Wow. Well, you're great men.
We're next gen men, dude.
Did you see, like, because I think I've always wanted to go to an original Showbiz Pizza, because I think there's only a few left.
You think they, I thought they made
them
go extinct.
Did you Google this?
No, I think there's like one, I constantly am Googling Showbiz Pizza, because
it's the top of his search history, always.
I'm barely kidding, because it's the best
Ann
idea.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, right?
Get robot animals to sing songs.
Yeah. It's such a.
Well, why do that when you got most humans trained as robots? You can just get them to sing the songs.
Am I right, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
These damn
these sheeple will do it for less money.
Yeah. With the Celine Dion.
Can we put cleavage on a mouse? Quick question. Show hands, cleavage on a mouse.
Ooh.
I mean, I'm telling you.
I think
you,
they've definitely probably been.
We talking,
I bet Mickey Mouse had cleavage at one time.
That's got to be a Japanese
thing. Listen, two tits or six tits.
What about the whole. Is there a cow in like Disney or anything?
Well, don't mice have six tits? I don't think.
I saw a fat cat, fat pregnant cat with like full titties.
Yeah, oh yeah,
like six full titties,
big busting ass
it
kitty
was
titties.
Weird. It's weird, man.
Yeah, no hair on him.
Is it weird or attractive? Yeah.
It's kind of that uncanny where it's like you're like I should be. This should be the best of all possible worlds, right?
I love cats. I love boobs.
I like cats. I like titties. But
I just still understand why
it's something about this that's
put them together doesn't work.
You know why? It's because they're all...
Yeah, exactly.
For example, we know how gravity works with a set of double Ds on all fours, right?
Sure.
It looks weird. It looks weird.
Yeah, because there's like,
there's too much fatty tissue inside the breast.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of sag.
So what happens?
And
you end
like,
up getting what I like to call the good old-fashioned water balloon effect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
I will say cats, pregnant
only in
cats don't have that.
Only in cats. But
that's
dog tits? Dog tits are a whole other thing.
I haven't seen those. I will say.
Dogs look like they're worn out, dude.
I was going to say,
but
this
dogs
cat didn't
in general
have that
look like they would be
glow?
Some species to titty fuck. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Because my guesses have been wrong for years. I thought orangutans, titty fuckers, right? I thought gorillas, chimps, titty fuckers, wrong.
Well, do they do oral?
Gorillas can. That's the sad part about them. That's why they're so aggro.
I think most monkeys lick most holes. I think that's just the way they're designed. They always sniff things. They're like
if I'm going to sniff your asshole, I might as well taste it.
Might as well just...
Yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know. That's why they call them the great apes.
Yeah, they are great. When you think about the risk they're willing to take.
Yeah, that's why they're our ancestors. Yeah,
they're like, these guys... They were kind of ahead of their time.
That's clearly where we came from. Yeah.
Well, it's true because most of us pick our nose. Okay.
Yeah.
And we need to stop being unbiased to this. Okay.
Digging for some.
We're very biased to the picking of the nose.
I know I'm guilty. You're also guilty. Are you a nose picker, Jared? Are you willing to go on record? I don't want to put you on the spot.
This interview is over.
But in all fairness, right?
Yeah.
We've had some good memories from picking our nose. You ever get that long, stringy bastard caught in the nose hair? You ever get a nose hair in the long, stringy bastard? How about if you've washed your hands, picked your nose, and still smelled what you touched before you wash your hands? Everybody have that?
No.
No.
But it sounds marvelous.
Well, like I got to be honest with you guys. Don't eat sardines, okay?
It's
sardines
our
are good.
Slime. It's like how
they
we
are
make
good.
Slime,
they are good.
Kind of.
Yeah, but once you get a sardine up in your nose... Mm,
I don't understand why you're snorting sardines.
Well, if you get it up under your nail, it goes into your nose.
It's
if
a delicacy.
Nose
yeah, that's right. When you grind up sardines and snort them, it's fucking...
It's
we talking oil or water, you're bones in or out?
It's like $60 an ounce for sardines when they can snort them, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, boogers are fun.
Boogers are great. I hate that people say, hey, don't pick your nose. Well, what the fuck do you do when you got a bat in a cave?
I had a buddy disown me over during COVID because I always do farmer blows or snot rockets, whatever you call them, you know?
Snot rockets.
If I'm outside, I'll plug one of my nostrils.
Farmer blows
and I'll
or
blast
Midwest.
The other one on the ground.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it's like you got to. Can't do it like in front of people.
No, I did.
Wrong.
But we were out snowboarding and stuff, dude.
Okay, that's come a whole on, different thing.
Yeah, like
if you're like outside.
Listen, when first off, you're snowboarding, so you know it's called the ejector seat, right? Because you either got your face covered, depending on the downhill circumstances, and if you're wearing goggles, right? You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, I was.
You
walking.
Go, yeah, dude. I got to hit the ejector seat.
Yeah,
you let that fly, dude.
I remember,
and then you know what you do with the residual, you know, the stuff that kind of hits the rim, because you know when you put 1,200 pounds of pressure into a stunt rocket.
This guy's got a full force.
You get a little. What do you do with it?
Well, I mean,
they've gotten so far to accept the snot rocket that they actually put a little padded piece
on your glove,
or your mitt.
Yeah, there's a special there's a special wipe your nose place on most really expensive winter gloves.
Damn.
Yeah.
Just for
this is why I love winter sports. You know what I mean? They're booger
I guess
friendly.
It's important because if it freezes, it is like extra moisture in your nose. Like if it freezes, that's like
it won't freeze inside your nose, but it will definitely block your breathing.
Oh, big time! And let me ask you this, just so we can get over this hump. You ready?
Yeah,
I love the hump.
What's more unattractive, a snot rocket or somebody holding their sneeze and letting it fucking flip right down onto their upper lip? I'm going to go holding the sneeze.
Wait, hold on. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, did you ever see somebody hold a sneeze, right?
Not have it blow out.
Okay. Flip it on their upper lip?
What? And they blow the snot out of their nose because they're trying to hold it in. They don't...
Okay,
a sneeze,
just like,
listen...
You're talking about the worst case scenario here.
Listen,
right? We're realists.
Every sneeze is a worst case scenario.
That's like when you're like coming, but like don't do it. Yeah. Oh fuck.
Yeah.
It's a ruined.
It's a
preemie.
It's
a ruined sneeze.
So it's kind of just dribbles.
Is there a medical terminology?
It dribbles out. You know, the dribbler.
You can stop a sneeze, or at least in my experience,
yeah.
If you take your fingers, you hold them underneath your nostrils, but don't plug them completely. You just let a little bit of air, but and breathe out slowly.
You know how
you can just stop a sneeze if you do that.
See,
if you go,
you could stop a sneeze by saying pink elephant too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it's like Aristotle that said sneezing is like God's love or something like that.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Is that why it stops
your
heart?
It was God's load.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why your heart stops.
That was Aristocrates, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or something like...
I think it was Aphrodite.
I think it was like only enlightened people sneeze or something
like that. Well, you got to be very accepting to take God's load.
I think it was just like he clearly sneezed and someone was like, gross, bro. And he was like, only enlightened people do this shit.
Yeah, he's just making excuses with his friends.
Clearly a genius, bro.
Do you know what I just did?
I gotta flip that. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I did?
I can get that script going. Yeah. Nah, dude. I snot rocket for Jesus.
Hey, everybody, quick, get pepper.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Hey, hit me.
What do you want? When you're old school?
What do you think I want?
What do they call this unit?
You know what,
Hunter?
Go ahead and give me the hams, because I don't even know what that is. It sounds like wet fart in a can.
You've never had a hams?
I've eaten a ham.
No, this is different. It's got two M's.
This is a ham in a can, my friend.
Oh, so this is ham.
Yes.
Yeah. This is more than one ham. It's got two M's and an S.
Listen.
All the warmth and joy of a country ham in a
can,
my friend.
You know what I like about fatheads? Look at this. This guy's pierced up. This is very decorative, right?
Is that a local thing, Fathead?
Fathead, yeah.
I believe
so. I was
going to
say, there's a bar like down in Southside.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I love about Fatheads and the six-pack, right?
Six-pack to go from
Usually
Fatheads
you
to the
buy
restaurant?
A six-pack. What's the biggest problem with six-packs? Packaging.
There's too
it's packaging.
Few.
Mm-mm. It's packaging. It doesn't matter. You know,
I'm
going to
let you tell your story, but
you
we're
going
to circle around to the worst part.
I'd rather have seven.
Okay. Come on, man. What are you doing here? You're living on even numbers?
I'm an odd fella.
I can tell.
Yeah.
Seven.
He likes the sidecar, that's all.
Yeah, because you always want one more.
You know what we used to do to people in the sidecar? Hit mailboxes with them.
All right. What's the worst part of a six-pack, Sky?
Is the packaging all the time.
It's like the easiest part. What are you talking about?
You either some places don't even have. Look, you either get it with the duck killers, what I like to call the plastic ring.
Yeah, I like
that. They call them duck killers,
duck
right?
Killer.
Or you get them with that shitty, sogging wet, most occasions, fucking handle, right? Mm,
disagree, dude. The open, handle right? works.
This is what I love about Fatheads, right? It looks like a lunchbox. It's got two little fucking holes right in the top. You just grab it and
Yeah. The big plasticky, like, six-pack clicker on
Papa's lunch.
I fucking and you can hate reuse that. Those on any... No, like, there's a...
Well, any can, yeah.
There's a... Microbreweries now get their stuff canned in the way that you'll see them. They have this really weird hard plastic, like, duck killer. It's not a duck killer. There's no holes in it.
What's this one? An orca killer?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's more
conservationist
of a,
killer. You think those fucking other ones are
doing
it's
a human
damage.
Killer.
Yeah. Showbiz pizza robot duck killers.
Yeah, duck killers dot save the whales.
Those are kind of interesting.
It's an emotions killer, I think they call that. The six-pack lid.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah. So regardless, we were talking about Fathead, and I got to circle back to what the fuck was we were talking about.
We were just talking about the packaging. Real simple.
Oh.
Real simple. We're simple guys.
Okay, so here's the worst thing about a six-pack, because you think you knew.
How about that?
We'll have to call Tom Sarbach tonight. We're going to circle back.
Real. You can't even turn your notifications off.
Hey,
well,
dude,
why don't you bring us all in on the call? How about that?
You want to do it right now?
Texting, let's get all in on the call. Let's make sure he's doing okay. Okay?
Yeah, that
whatever
is
whatever you guys have it planned.
Is,
what are you guys doing?
It is worrying.
You pouring a driveway tomorrow in 23 degrees?
No,
that's
thank
something
God.
Aaron would do.
Yeah.
Dry. That's one of my worst memories in
construction. There's an ice storm. How about I get up on this roof?
Are you dry humping,
Aaron Douglas?
Pumping a pour way?
Can you believe that? The road's got 14 sheets of solid ice on here.
Yeah.
I'm going to go do some outside work.
Yes.
That's Aaron.
Used to be.
Yeah. That's still Aaron.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think that's why Cindy likes him so much.
That and his fat
Aaron
ass.
Is the last of the real men.
That and his hot ass.
That's Tom Sarabach.
All right, we're calling Tom Sarabach.
I hope he gets his shit together.
You might remember him from such episodes as Sarabach is an Inside Job, the 9/11 episode.
Fahrenheit 9/11? What?
That was our last episode. Was 9/11, and Sarabach was on it, and he's going to New York. We're flying Sarabach to New York. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, how about that? Did you do a GoFundMe to get that?
We funded his entire trip. There's nothing
is
to do with
him
getting
a
job.
Is he not going to answer? What's going on here?
I mean, we're ringing.
He acts as if the only thing he has is. He has a dog, right?
I can't believe that he wouldn't have his Facebook phone notifications turned on. What kind of a regular person
he's obviously a loser. That's on. Did he hang up on you?
He never answered. That's all that happened, man.
Oh, how about you text him and say, hey, we're trying to call you. Get with the program.
Tom?
This guy.
Tom?
Is that why he's not picking up? Did he die in 9-11? Did he just die in 9-11?
I think he did.
Episode 9-11?
Late onset
9-11? No, there's proof of him being alive after episode 9-11.
Yeah.
He
goes down the
that's
ground.
That's what they say. You're buying that?
He goes down to ground zero and covers himself in cardboard boxes. You know what I mean? People save him from under the rubble.
They reenact the 9/11.
He reenacts it all the time.
Do you need anything, Jerry?
Do you think?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
because he's not drinking fast enough. Let me see.
No,
that.
You don't have to push
him. Jesus
Christ,
pretty
that's
well.
A full
yeah,
beer.
That's,
this is
you mean,
unlike
congratulations?
Jared. Do you remember how Jared used to drink? What
no.
happened? Talk to me.
Yeah, I'd have like those
you,
two.
Dude, you get one birthday a year and you act like you're the world's biggest.
I got
first
those,
off,
I got this, those football.
Friday has nothing to do with my birthday. It's unfortunate that Friday fell on my birthday. Sorry, Friday.
I mean, yeah, sorry, Friday, because there's bigger shit happening tonight.
But you're 38. It's
is
happened,
that what you're trying to
I'm 39.
Four times at least, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's more normal than
of
not,
Buddhism,
right?
Right?
Yeah, just the laws of things.
Is that what it was?
These damned dates that we were hooked by.
You're hooked on dates?
You know when I get...
We're trapped into...
Dude, I thought dates were a nut, but they are not. They're a fruit. Did you know that?
No, yeah, it's kind of like...
Really?
It sounds like a nut, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
How does just...
Date.
Date. Sounds like a nut.
Nut. Date.
Well, dates
is it
and nuts
UT?
Go well together. It's
like I don't know why it is, but like for me, I hear the word date, I think nut. Did you think it was a nut?
Well, I grew up, like, I went to a Jewish school, and like,
here you go again.
A Jewish
like,
school?
Jewish school.
He's always throwing that in your face.
School. You should have seen it spelled on the front. It was weird.
And for some reason, yeah.
it was then, said, Jewish school.
Jewish school, whatever. It was called
the A stood for academic.
Jew school don't throw
no stars.
Shit
they gave
at
no
us,
stars
please.
In that class.
That's what it was technically called.
academic Jewy school.
Is that what Jewy school? That's what you came
up
with.
So anyway,
Jewy.com.
Yeah, Jew school. It's as boring as any other school. Don't throw rocks at us, please.
That's what
the full name was.
Good. Don't throw rocks in an invisible house.
Yeah, that's right. But like. I'm just saying that's classic like Middle Eastern food like dates, nuts, pomegranates.
But you're Jewish.
Figs and
you're
shit.
You're barely
like that.
Listen. Middle East doesn't accept you. Neither does America. I mean, get with
neither
the program,
does anybody.
Dude. Don't start talking about dates like you got something going.
Look,
on.
Look, we're biding our time in this country too. We're making plans, bro. You know, it's like all right. What else do we got? Where else can we? Mexico. Where
are we going to expand? Is that what
to be honest with next? You, I think Mexicans would get along with you guys very well. All the brown eyes.
Yeah.
A lot less kidnappings.
Yeah, and it's a lot of like...
Look, we need you to be our white force in the Middle East.
And you guys do so much stuff.
That's the theory, right? That's the concept that they keep
saying. All right, Jared, hit me with Jewish cuisine. We'll compare it to Mexican.
Jewish cuisine
thin
is...
bread. Meat, cheese, rice.
Well, it is a lot of like...
Everybody's got...
It's like...
You difference,
take the
maybe
garbage.
Chickpeas? You throw chickpeas
You change
in
up the carbo, but everybody's like vegetable.
You know, we got
carb,
a lot of time.
Legume.
You know what the difference is? Mexican food is like quick. Like you can make a taco
real
quick.
Yeah, that's true. Because they're busy workers.
Jewish food, we had a lot of time, but sorry, shitty food.
Funny.
So a lot of it is just sitting... It just cooks for an hour or two.
Right,
and
right.
And then that's where like the... Like,
but they're different schools of thought because like
flavor comes in.
You when you do cook a bunch, like you could make a 4-hour
like a paella,
meal.
Paella, I guess.
But
yeah.
But when you make like a 4-hour meal, there's a lot of downtime in the middle where you can do like life. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of life back then was like sitting around. And
right,
just,
exactly. Yeah, like, yeah, anyone want to tell a story
well,
and tell the
question.
Meat's done cooking?
I mean,
right.
Yeah, because you gotta remember they gotta bleed everything out. Do you do that with the yeast?
To bleed it out?
Yeah.
I bleed
for
yeast?
For kosher, right?
What?
What do you mean, bleed it out?
I'm not familiar, no.
A kosher food. Basically, you got to take an animal on all fours.
Yeah.
You got to trick it with a carrot, which is...
What if they don't like carrots?
For me.
Trick a carrot.
What if they don't like carrots?
Yeah, this is kosher. We're
do you guys
kosher.
Always say, what up, doc, or what up, cow?
Yeah, you trick
what
it with
cow.
A carrot. You say, what up, doc. You kiss it on the mouth.
And then you slit its throat
and
let it bleed out.
Yeah.
All the blood has to...
And then oftentimes
that way.
It doesn't die. And it says, kill me, you know, kill me, kill me.
Yeah.
And you go, fuck, yeah.
Thank God
course.
You guys do it the most humane way possible.
Yeah, then we go, oh, fuck, give it the anesthetics. So then we bring it back to life, you know.
Right, because they're doctors.
Is that a local anesthetic? Only around the throat, right?
I didn't make up the rules. This is just Jewish law. Like, I'm just teaching you what I've been taught.
Okay.
So, yeah, you bring it back to life for you know, about a 2 weeks, it lays in the bed. You know, you read its stories, you give it flowers,
while it
and
recoups.
Stuff like that. Yeah, the goat while
so
it recoups.
It's kind of like trust you by this point,
right?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
You slit its throat again, or
no, it's actually interesting. You put a blindfold. On, well, you give it a job. You give it like a like an accounting job, right?
Right.
And then eventually,
what currency?
What, as in?
Cheese, dude. It's goats.
Oh,
yeah, cans.
He's in charge of the cheese.
It's cans.
Dude.
Wow, I'm way
off.
Yeah,
you
off
eat
being
it.
Here.
You feed it cans and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you get it. You get it hooked on, like
opiates.
Opiates. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I heard
eventually,
about that.
That's why you get it to eat the cans.
Yeah. Then
you lace it with opiates.
Yeah. You're not. You ain't eating cans.
Helps the
you're
digestion.
On, you're not on opiates. You know?
That's what I'm saying.
All goats clearly on.
I mean, you'll get them digested, but it's gonna cut a lot on the way down, and you're gonna need some pain relief.
You're gonna need some pain relief.
Yeah. And then eventually, the goat just like.
What's the record in Jewish history for cans eaten by goat?
Oh, it's got to be.
Like they have like that part of
their
book.
It's got to be in the millions.
What?
That's what Leviticus is all about.
Oh.
It's just numbers, you know. It's how many
Jesus
cans
Christ
of goats can
Jared.
Eat and stuff like that.
You're just reading the Torah in the back. There's stats like it's Guinness Book.
Yeah. It's sort of what it is. It is. That one is. Why is it Deuteronomy or Leviticus where it's like it's real boring, and it's a lot of cubits talk.
Okay, yeah, I got to measure some stuff.
Can you ever try reading that book?
They're like, if somebody wants to draw a picture.
Jared.
Yeah.
No one here other than you has tried reading that book.
I've only tried. I've only gotten like, it's like a, yeah, like when you're in synagogue, you're like, this is boring.
Yeah, I suspect.
Read the Bible, yeah. Nothing else to do.
I suspect the book was read to you as much as any, like when I went to Sunday school, obviously, I listened to a lot of people read me the book.
I think the
we want the Sunday school to get touched. You guys need to get on.
Are you Catholic?
No.
Well,
no,
dude,
no. Southern Baptist. You know how it
no,
works.
Bored.
Sobos.
horny. Just horny.
Just horny, sing, drunk, womanizers. Horny. You know what I mean?
See, the difference was we was into it.
Yeah.
A lot of folks, they throw shade at the Catholics, but they was doing it wrong.
They was doing it
because they're all stuck in this shame.
You
house.
Ain't got no women, shit. You best bring kids.
Yeah. What you want to do is go Baptist. Tell you that we forgive anything.
It's an interesting theory.
Is barbecue ain't free?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I never understood why they call
I
them.
I love that.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just did an estimate for a guy up in Wilkinsburg, and he runs the Asian market up there.
Yeah.
And he I mean, obviously, he speaks.
You're about to be lowballed.
Oh, dude, he's a hard player. Yeah. So if we could roll the whole carpet out if we want to talk about this subject. But the point being is it was very interesting. Wilkinsburg is part of Pittsburgh, and he has been a player in it for 40 years.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. Selling them live fish.
He would say that all the time because his English was still pretty broken, obviously, but he's been here for 40 years, so he understands English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I would explain things to you, him, he would finish with, "I understand what you're saying." That's what he would like. Yeah. Like he said that 30 times in the period that we walked around. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Because he was like, "I understand that I'm not speaking very well, but I get what do you, I understand what's going on.
What are you doing?
You know
first?
What's crazy? You can be in America 40. Listen, I pick up on tones, accents, and inflections in milliseconds. Right?
Yeah.
He's been here.
I don't, though. I can't
as
do
a bilingual businessman for 40 years and still has not caught on
wild.
To it. Neurologically speaking, there's a disconnect there. Either this guy goes to bed and coins fall into his dreams, because there's no way that you cannot pick up on
he
an
spoke,
accent.
What are you talking about? He was
been.
Doing business with me. He was doing just fine.
Yeah,
he was doing business
Sky,
with somebody from
English
the Midwest who usually
Halbrook?
Ends a sentence in, yeah, all right.
Either way, the guy was very
Sky,
fun.
How broken is your Chinese?
That's true.
Broke as fuck.
Yeah. Bu hao.
Shishi.
Yeah, like, you got me.
Shishis, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, actually.
Thank you for talking about my broken English.
Well, just like speaking like two languages, like fluent, like how...
Oh, it's unreal. You know?
But there's
unreal,
a difference.
Yeah.
You're talking to me at 39.
And those are like the two
he's probably
especially
in
a tonal language versus a syllabic language,
doing.
Whatever you
call
it.
Oh,
yeah.
That is, yeah.
It's unreal.
Well, I don't care. No excuse. Sorry, I'm not buying it.
It just sucks.
I'm not buying it. I'm sorry.
Brave.
There's
dude,
no excuse.
Think
for
about this.
If I went to China, I would be expected.
Think about this.
It's tone inflection. I get it, which means if he understands the tone of the language, he should be walking around and going, "Hey, Aaron, man, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah.
But that ain't no deal. You can't charge me $1,200 for shingles.
Dude.
I already got the shingles."
That's what's great, dude, is he's been running it for 40 years just like, nope, this is who I am, motherfucker.
I wonder if,
but that's what I like about the guy already. He's like, fuck you, not changing.
Oh, dude, and that's what it was like today. The Underground, which everyone should go out to in 900 Wood Street at Sunday night.
Oh, dude, I got to go there.
Needs chairs, right?
Yeah.
And
you're
going to
build
chairs. When I was walking through with him in his building, he had a bunch of restaurant chairs just sitting. So I says, "You want to sell those chairs?" And he's like, "Oh, not now." You know, like kept moving. And then I come back to the store today to ask him about those chairs, and he had two of them in the front window by the street with prices on.
Nice.
he was like,
"Oh,
I'm sitting on a gold mine here."
He took
you know
your advice.
I mean? Yeah, but he wanted like $30 for these chairs a piece that had been sitting since like the 90s, and they're chrome chairs, so they have like those rust.
Wait. On chrome.
All right. Yeah. The point was, is I couldn't believe what he wanted for it. When I was like,
what did he want? 25 a chair?
30
a chair.
Yeah, $29.99 a chair.
30 a chair.
And these were chairs that had not been used these and been sitting in it like a not that good of a building right, for 20 years.
Let me ask you this.
Made of pure chrome.
And he wanted 30 chrome. Bucks a pair.
Damn. That's not nah, bad.
Well, that's this not is, bad.
Well, this is what I'm asking. Okay.
I guess
but,
I have no.
No, but he was like, but I asked him about the chairs. I went in, I asked him about the chairs, and he goes, oh, come with me, because I didn't see him on my way in. And he walks up, walks me into the display area of the front window. So now I'm standing in the front window of display with him. And he goes, and he points at the prices. And I go, oh, too much. And I just turned around and started walking away.
Yeah.
Because we're working for a non-charity, the Underground. We're trying to get, correct. You're trying to get a charity, a non-profit.
Okay. No,
yeah. You're working for your hobby here.
Yeah. We're like, no, we're not paying $30 a chair. That's not in our price range. And he like lectured me kind of like about how it was a fair price.
All right. Now hang
is
on.
It pure, before we get too what far kind into of chrome? Is it
it's
pure
not about
unleaded
the chrome.
Chrome?
It probably. I mean,
listen,
obviously.
Are these chairs coming hand-polished, reupholstered, or hand-polished, hand-cleaned?
No, but I think he was going to do some sort of a spell, you know? So that's good.
What was he going to do? Put mirrors on the top of them?
Okay.
No, underneath. Underneath. Yeah.
So nothing goes up your ass.
No. So people can see when they walk by.
If he blesses
listen,
the chairs,
I'm
going to
be honest with
that
you.
That would be kind of worth it.
Well, wasn't there who is? Didn't we have a podcast where somebody brought that up? Where somebody, some type of artist, fucking made an art exhibit out of the fucking chair that somebody sat in because the heir of whoever still sat there?
I don't know, but a throne is a throne. Is that what you're talking about?
I was going to say, what if this guy... guy promises...
That's what a throne is.
If this guy promises, like, Aaron, I will sit my naked
ass...
That's
a horrible Chinese voice.
He's doing his best. He's doing his best.
This is a Chinese guy doing an impression of an English guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Aaron.
He's like, Aaron... I will sit my naked ass for 1.5 hour on every one of these chairs.
And that was for how much, though, per chair? I mean, I need to have a
25.
Price point. 25 per chair. See, that's still a discount
but
from the original asking.
Why didn't you fire back on him and say, look, dude, I'm not trying to be a dick, but I can get 33 chrome chairs from China right now for $12.99.
Because that would be a...
No, he was like, you don't know, $5 for shipping. Per chair, and he's like, "You'll find out," you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh,
like,
he's hit that you with logistics.
Yeah, he was like,
"Is
yeah.
that a bad-
you don't know about cargo freight?"
Yeah,
is that
okay?
A bad
chrome, very heavy, 2.4 ounce.
What would you pay for a chair?
Well, coincidentally, because it's a nonprofit, which I told him over and over again, which is literally located 2 blocks from his store.
Yeah,
he said. Whatever, and then I went on to Construction Junction, which is another nonprofit.
Don't you dare bring
the neighborhood
name up at this table.
And Construction,
like
Junction,
Construction Junction
recycles
thieves.
Oh boy,
these thieves donated $310 worth of chairs today to the
Ooh,
Underground.
Nothing
so.
Like getting rid of evidence.
Yeah,
it might be. They might be gutting houses for. Yeah, that makes sense.
Interesting,
but it's reusable like. House stuff is Construction Junction.
And just like, I guess for a comedy club, it could just be like, have those motherfuckers stand.
Listen, this is what I don't understand.
Like, well, yeah.
Get them
Aaron, you're a craftsman. Build some fucking bench seats, dude. Make them feel Amish for a night.
For $0, get 48 chairs.
How hard is it for you to
I
can
do the work or...
You know what? You guys have no heart. See, that's my thing. That's my thing. You guys would rather look for free... than to contribute.
No.
To be part of.
What are you talking about, dude? I
Listen,
repurposed chairs
is,
that were going to
is,
waste into a nonprofit
It is better to give
it's
gratitude than to receive
Sky,
gratitude,
if you
even
to-
if it comes at your own cost. We've all benefited from doing something. You could say, we're so caught in the everyday mundane, like we say to ourselves, you know, I can't believe after all I did for that son of a bitch that this is how I get treated. That's not the point. The point is,
I got
giving
a hit
gratitude.
List. We all have hit lists.
It's not hit lists.
Jared
dude.
Has my hit
what,
list.
What I like to call it.
I've asked him to write it for me. I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, listen. Yeah. I'm just going to say it how it is. Giving gratitude gives leverage. Okay? That's what I mean by giving gratitude feels better than getting gratitude, right? Because when people praise
you
a lot.
You do nice things.
In general, it makes most of us, I know all three of us at this table, uncomfortable.
Yeah, you do nice
yeah,
things.
Yeah, you can't take it very long.
We can't take it very long, right? But if we give, like you've given, like sure. I've given, you know what I'm saying? It, generally, you're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, man, you're like, fuck that guy, make him uncomfortable.
I
yeah,
right.
I
get it.
Yeah, I'm doing something. Whenever you do something nice for someone.
I'm looking at it from a very narcissistic
yeah.
perspective.
Yeah, whenever you do something nice for someone, you go, yeah. now they owe me.
Yeah.
They
no, no. I don't.
You know, what you do is you don't look at them and you say, you're welcome, and then you open a book and you make a mark with a pen right yeah. in front of them. And yeah. that way
see,
they
here's the thing. If you don't say,
shame if
you owe me. This is how I say
it. The rest of your nice things.
This is what I like to say. Here's the thing about gratitude. It's not about you owe me.
Some kind of light,
right? We know this.
Yeah.
It's not about you owe me. It's
good. Right.
I dare you to say something.
Right.
I fucking dare you to say something.
Yeah, yeah,
okay?
yeah.
Go ahead and speak out of tune, motherfucker.
I get
you know
your
what I mean?
Son now.
You yeah, I get your firstborn. And
I
guess
get
what?
Your
guess what?
Now.
You want to know where your wife happy. Is? I lost her. Okay?
Oops.
I fucking
yeah,
lost
yeah.
her. How about that, buddy?
Well. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
Look, I'll get you another
That's
one.
That's all I'm saying.
Some other guy.
How about I go up there and get some more water? It's Jack and Jane now.
I helped another guy move. I got his wife. I'll give you his.
When's the
Ooh,
last time?
It's a swap.
Wow. It's a swap. See, this
Wait
is
a minute.
The
I think you
system.
Invented something. Gratitude is
I just invented the barter system, the mafia style barter system, I guess. Yeah.
If
hey, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but you remember we built that whole fucking neighborhood? How about you kick us some firstborns, huh? You kick us some firstborns.
Yeah.
Look, your grandchildren, they're going to be beautiful. They're going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful grandchildren. Don't you want that?
It is so interesting that it's the firstborn.
Like
no one ever asked for
you
the second born. You know what I mean?
Everybody knows what happens.
Yeah. Nobody's like, yeah. we'll take your second born child. We get that you kind of like the first
born. Are you
born.
The oldest
cool.
or the youngest?
That's like most people. But
yeah.
How many siblings you got? I'm going to explain this. How many siblings you got?
We're a three-pack.
You oldest, youngest, or middle?
A middle.
You're middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what your second born will get you.
yeah, I'm the oldest.
You're the yeah.
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 Number one.
First born, right?
Yeah.
Even
look at how you're
parents.
Living.
High prize.
Somehow.
Look at how you're it's living.
High prize.
When's the last time you played Rent on time?
Oh, I never. I've never once done it. Never once.
Not in his America.
First born. First born.
Those fuckers owe that shit to it.
How many times you've gone through you know, some shit?
Oh, I shit like every day, like yeah. usually right after coffee.
Good for hey, you.
Let me ask you a question.
This goes right out.
After yeah. the
you
first,
just get it, you get the body.
right
you get the
cup.
Body kind of.
See, he's the only one who can speak because
pass
after...
right through me.
Yeah.
You drink your cup. You yeah. shit it out right into your cup. That's tomorrow's coffee,
that's
my friend.
Firstborn. Firstborn coffee, right there. Firstborn. Now let me ask you, how
I
much
say my brother is doing much much better.
Did you get as a secondborn?
How much what
assistance from your parents? And siblings, because I'm pretty sure that first brother beat the hell out of you, or sister.
Sure, we like tussled or whatever, but that's yeah. what kids do.
You usually lost, right?
Well, I was the little one.
Usually lost the argument. Well, that has nothing to do
did
with
you,
it.
Did you did you come up with like tricks to win fights?
Yeah. Well, no.
Yes,
because
one time I recorded the fights, like I staged it like reality TV.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, to turn my brother in, because our family had just got a camcorder, which was like new technology
yeah.
at the time. And I was like, oh, we have a camcorder in the house. I'm going to use this to frame my brother. That was
that's
the first
right.
thing
See,
that I thought
feel,
of.
Yeah,
now, let
exactly.
me ask you
like,
this.
Secondborns, like, learn tactics.
You're speaking from
yeah.
a firstborn perspective.
Well,
okay?
I'm just saying, like, I was an asshole to my brother.
I know
probably.
You were. You're firstborn.
As probably every boy is. You beat yeah. him up
it
a
has
bit.
Nothing
and
to do with the
fight.
Gender.
And
Jared.
Stuff like, oh,
you're
yeah.
going to get canceled. Keep that shit up.
That is true. That is probably
so what'd you do to your brother?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, you're just like,
tell us the secrets.
Like,
or what'd your brother do
I guess
to
I
you?
Didn't know how what a boner was, so I was taking it like I didn't.
And
I
you were the oldest.
It.
You
yeah,
were the
so
oldest.
I was just like, what do I do?
You're like, I gotta show this to everybody.
Let me guess.
You, but I can't.
No, go ahead.
So like me and my brother would fight. He would.
And that's when you get the boner.
He'd figure out fake crying. He'd get
oh
good.
Fake crying.
He'd get
that's
good
a second born trait.
Oh, how many
that's
years?
That's a second
how many
or
years?
Third born trait. Yeah,
probably like
two between you.
Oh, two. Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, that's about standard.
Wow, your parents
yeah, yeah, yeah.
were fucking, dude.
Yeah,
you must have been a good sleeper.
Seen the tapes.
First born. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, they were. Yeah.
The born identity. That was the first born.
It's sex at least twice. had sex twice. And
did they have to wait for the moon?
I used to work with this guy who had six kids, and every time he told somebody, "I have six kids," they'd go, "What?" And he'd be like, "Yep, won every time." That's what he said. That's what he was.
Whoa.
That's what he was saying.
All right, damn, finish.
That was his stock joke.
So what happened? Your brother punched you in the boner?
No, it has nothing to do with the boner. It was just like misplaced
rage.
But yeah, boner energy.
Boner energy.
I mean?
Yeah.
And you had to go somewhere.
You see, you're talking like a firstborn. I can't talk to you right now, Jared.
Okay. Very well.
I'm going to talk to you as the youngest. He's a middle child, right?
Okay.
He's a middle child. So
this is interesting. So wait. At our table,
oldest.
Yeah.
Jared's the oldest psychologically. I'm the middle psychologically, and you're the baby psychologically. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I just thought you looked like a baby.
See, that's all about the young ones, right?
Yeah. You babies, yes.
Us babies. That'll be my rapper name. Us baby.
Us baby.
It's not bad.
Yeah, well,
I mean, don't
somebody needs to.
What about me? You know. What about me?
Here's
baby.
The thing: is we're usually the last child out, right? So we usually fall.
That's usually the math of it.
That's
yes.
how it works.
Big Sky. Big Sky would be a good rap name for you.
Big Sky would be horrible.
And you just talk about
it'd be
Montana.
Horrible. Listen, there's
just
already
Montana
a big
the whole time.
Montana raps.
I'm think not looking to put on 100 pounds, Jared.
Dude,
when
we'll
you call yourself big, you got to be big.
Dan, whenever you want
to
put
no, you have to have a big persona.
Hey, whenever you want to put on 100 pounds, call me. Whenever you want to get
whatever,
serious,
dude.
Put on
well,
yeah,
if I'm
right.
putting on weight,
call
we need
me.
To move
We've
to the West Coast because I want In-N-Out Burger.
Here at your disposal,
I mean?
And you're not even taking advantage.
But here's the thing. Because
you would sell out Montana, man.
They're usually born. They're at the very so we're at the end basically of the relationship, right? Usually on the cusp of culture. So we're in between all of these worlds, right? We get to see the middle brother get beat up by the older brother, and then the middle brother.
But you don't. You're too much of an infant to under fucking
calm
remember.
Down. Listen, you underestimate
the oldest gets
the baby
to see the
of
most
the family
because the oldest
Listen,
sees it.
The baby of the family is usually
the
baby.
The baby.
The baby.
The baby.
Das baby.
Is usually. Listen, we pay attention more because we're ignored more, right? So usually we end up watching.
Okay.
And then we figure out your weaknesses, right?
Yeah.
So we want you to manipulate each other. So then we figure out how to play dumb to manipulate you, right? So even though we still get the shit under the stick as the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not everybody gets the baby.
Here are the cons. Here are some of the cons.
You learn mind
you
games.
Ready?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. We get both alpha and beta.
Okay.
DNA installed in us, right? So now we know how to fuck you mentally. And then physically, we know.
Are you talking
you've
about
already
the youngest?
Taken the youngest.
Okay, yeah.
As the oldest child. And you can ask my brother this. We know your weaknesses. We know what you will and will not do, especially when it comes to an aggressive nature. So...
Yeah.
Usually 9 out of 10 times, you're getting beat up by your younger brother. I'll put money on that. Because you can beat on your younger brother only for so long until you get
what you're
put
saying,
in check.
Right? Yeah, no, my younger
so you
brother
get your
is
ass kicked a couple times and
me.
You go, what the
and
fuck is going on?
Yeah.
How did he get the
but
best
the
of the chromosomes?
Is,
I'm going to tell you why.
That's what it is. You think that it's about age, but it's not.
It's
about a lottery.
Chromosomes.
And in your lottery, that's how it turned out.
The baby's
if
usually
the oldest
hit the
brother
lottery.
Would have been fucking Brock Lesnar, you'd have been like, yeah, he wins always. He's always been my
until
big brother.
What?
He whips my ass.
Until
what?
Until Brock's dad busts a couple more
tiny
nuts.
Tiny Chester Wester.
Yeah, like
Chester
he's like,
Lesnar.
Oh, it's so
and
painful.
And this guy's like fucking 12
yeah,
feet tall. 12 feet
but
tall.
But usually,
mountain.
Generally speaking, yeah. the babies win that lottery most of the time because parents become more carefree or more disciplined,
well,
right? Which makes better genetics if you're eating better, doing all that other stuff, right? So the baby usually comes out on top. Like, for example, my parents, they cut it down, right? So we had bourbon, cocaine, peyote,
these
LSD.
For the
you
kids.
Know what I mean?
These
the
are your
kids.
Siblings'
you know
names?
I mean? And by the time...
the first, my first brother, peyote.
I'm going to be honest with you. My older brother, ketamine.
Sleepyhead. That's
head.
A great premise. It's
big
like
sleepy
a family
head.
That because there's families who name the kid after the city they were conceived in.
Yes, whatever oh, we were
Dallas,
on.
Dallas.
Paris.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
parents, because they're
yeah.
fucking dopers, are like, this
whatever
is peyote.
We
this is marijuana.
By the time they got to make me, right, they were later in age. They're like, I can't even handle soft drugs.
Two gins and cheese.
Yeah, right.
Two gins.
Right. This is beer before liquor. This is
three bong hits. Of
this is my
some yeah, weird this shit. That
this
we
is my son,
yesterday.
Jin, middle name Tonic Walker.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jin Tonic Walker.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I would consider knocking up your lady again.
Me?
Gin tonic Walker.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's worth it. I did the same as my mom.
That's
and my
dad. That's a unisex name, by the way.
Gin tonic.
Gin.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's Asiatic.
Gin. G-I-N.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's gin also.
Well, to be honest with you, it sounds strong. No matter what, it sounds strong. It sounds very firm in its manner, whether it's a drink or a person.
Especially gin. Straight up, not
watered
down.
What happened to you? I got punched in the face by gin. We're not going back there.
Yeah.
What got into you? Gin and tonics.
Yeah. It's not bad. It really isn't bad.
I don't like... never mind. That's just hijack. I don't like Tangeray. Like, this, people are always singing about Tangeray.
I thought you were
going to
say Chinese.
But only when they drink Tangeray.
I thought you were going somewhere else with it. Which one's Tangeray?
It's the one the rappers always sing about. It's in a green bottle.
It's extra dry. Extra dry.
Dude, I say if you're going to look for whiskey, go to Canada. If you're going to look for gin, go to London.
Go to London.
Okay.
And you got to get your Beefeater.
Beefeater. Yeah.
That's where it's at, man.
I've had Cristal once, I think.
I don't know, but something about Tanqueray is not good. I don't know.
It reminds me of...
what is it, minty?
No, it's... you know how people always brag about like tequila, like Jose Cuervo. And then you take a shot of Jose, and it's like, this tastes like tinfoil.
Okay. Yeah.
It tastes like tinfoil.
I like Jose but I usually do training wheels, so.
Ooh, I usually do mezcal. If I'm doing tequila, I go mezcal.
What's a mezcal? I don't even know what that means.
Mezcal is a brand.
Oh. I'll drink Jose, but I'll have salt and a lime.
I just go to bars like, give me an
If
one.
You do that, it basically washes everything away.
You have your different tequila makers, right? You got Jose Cuervo.
Okay. Mezcal. You got Ron White.
Yeah, Ron White. What is his brand again? What's that called?
I don't know. Number Juan.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah. Dude, I thought this was going to be a delicious dessert that your wife gave me.
And it's dry and flaky.
It's fucking dry and flaky. I like the flaky.
What are you eating?
I hate trying to talk with a dry mouth.
Your mooncake?
Sun cake.
What's wrong with you, dude?
I was pretty close.
Sun cake is a traditional Chinese dessert thing for the new year.
I wasn't that far
off.
We
just had the new year because Chinese New Year comes after regular.
What is the year of? The tiger or the
year of the tiger? This year's the year of the tiger. So, all you tiger moms out there, or whoever's being born this year, I guess, is a tiger.
Yeah. Whenever you're old enough to listen to this.
Which I think is 12 years. I think is a, you know.
How about
that's
you throw
a parental
this,
advisory for this podcast.
Throw this episode right into a time capsule.
Yeah. And bury it.
USB.
Don't ever publish it. Bury it in a capsule and hope someone finds it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on right now that we can talk about like that would be
besides
useful?
Besides the fact that you refuse to go to a dog groomer?
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty important. Yeah.
I'm going to do interruption talk. News in Wilkinsburg.
Here we go.
CBS Pittsburgh.
Hey.
All right.
The corporation.
Dylan Bartifay, convicted of killing Gregory. Oh.
Gregory who? Because no, that's a good... No, seriously, let's be honest.
Gregory Blair, father of former Pitt baseball star. Oh, my God. Not only was he killed, but he had famous sperm. Yeah. Oh, that makes it sad. Before, I was okay with it.
You think he's a copycat killer to the Night Stalker in CA?
CA?
That's got to be
California.
I'm sorry.
So we got a Night Stalker going on in Pittsburgh.
A copycat Night Stalker.
I hope you catch him. Who's ever listening to this?
He likes catnip.
he loves catnip, we're pretty sure. And just so catch that guy, even if he's 140, which
I'm sure whenever they unveiled it.
Because it's in the time capsule.
It's in the time capsule. It's the year 22-something.
There's a garbage can down there.
Just I want you to see how much dessert.
I know,
lost.
Dude. That's one of the funny things about sun cake is they tell you it's gonna crumble. You're not gonna be able to catch it all. You know,
you're not gonna. That
is that
is,
not a metaphor for your year?
Look at this.
You want to devour the whole thing, but some of it will crumble away and fall to the table.
I like that.
I don't like to be a Debbie Downer.
That look is, how much you wasted. That's what kind of eater. That's what kind of eater you are. 30%
of my fucking birthday cake.
Yeah, you weren't eating a snack. You were eating philosophy.
Hey. It's not like I want the Perkins and somebody come out and saying happy, happy, I threw happy, shade happy, on happy, 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 happy birthday. No, this is a gift from your wife.
I threw shade on him earlier, but I would give credit where credit's due. The merchant that I walked around gave me those sun cakes for free, and his wife were both like, these are like really good sun cakes for the new year. You should love.
All right, let's be fair here. This is also the guy that tried to sell you 1993 chrome chairs for $30.
He really did. He really did. And he was offended when I was like, no thanks. Like,
and I thought
pure chrome cake.
Unreal. Unreal. You an old take deal? Half the set.
It's like
you going all wrong.
Like, wait till you pay shipping.
Like, oh, you know how much I pay shipping on this sun cake? Zero. I pay zero shipping.
Pure sun.
You know why I pay zero shipping?
Dude, that guy's just so cool.
He's 15 to 25 year old.
We make it from pure sun.
Fuck are you, dude, Aaron?
He's got, so I guess in like the 80s and early 90s, he was like the central hub for North America for like Panasonic electronics.
Okay.
So whoa, if this you go, dude had connects.
Dude, this guy was legit. He is legit.
Cool. Legit.
He like so.
Jared, don't open your mouth. This guy ran a tongue, dude.
He's walking me through his building,
no
right?
No trouble. No trouble.
God. He's walking me through his building, and he takes me up to the second floor because he wants to show me something he's fixed. I walk in, and it's like a time capsule, dude. I'm talking like 1989 electronics store with all the Betamax, all the VHS, all the players, all the TVs that were high-tech at the time.
What?
Just like stuck in a time capsule. It's like the central floor of his building, dude.
Stop.
I'm talking Panasonic equipment.
Did you see a Zenith?
Original boxes.
Listen to me.
No, he's a Panasonic man.
No Zenith.
No Zenith.
Whoa.
Dude,
he's the reason Zenith went out of business, dude. This guy solely put down Zenith.
He
put VHS to the side of their head and went, pulled the trigger, dude.
Because what a fucking arrogant name for a television.
Yeah, dude.
Zenith.
This is the best. No one else can do that
this
good?
This is the best TV of all time.
Watch me. Yeah.
Daewoo made TVs and cars, dude. Don't ever underestimate the name of a company.
That's what we're saying.
Daewoo?
What's Daewoo mean, actually?
I have no clue.
Then why would you say that?
Because it's true. Real fact. Daewoo made TVs and cars.
Well, Yamaha makes motorcycles, pianos, and fucking stereo receivers.
Dude, you know what the thing I like about Yamaha pianos and a Yamaha 450?
What?
Nothing like them.
Nothing
like them.
That's all there needs to be said.
Nothing like them.
That's it. That's
nothing like them.
You can't deny that. You cannot deny that, my friend. But I'm just saying, like,
I can't believe you gave me what I thought was a gift from your significant other, and here it is. It's the last bargaining chip of a poor man over in Wilkinsburg to sell chrome chairs
this
for fucking 30 bucks.
This man put Zenith out of business.
I don't care if he put Zenith out of business. They had it coming.
There's a reason he drove a hard deal.
Aaron admitted this as much. There's a flaw in the name. Like, nobody can do this. He's right.
No, I'm saying that.
But how dare you bring back those secondhand desserts?
Pull the trigger. Someone had to do that. This is an important man in history.
I'll tell you this.
I gotta be honest
with you. It was cool to go up in his, like, you're basically walking through like
a shrine of Panasonic.
No. It's like standing next to like a short, old, hunched over man walking around pretty good and like telling you the story of his life. Because like this is like his property.
Oh,
and
I would love that.
And this property through every floor of the building had different kinds of history. Like in the basement,
there was
some stuff that he had done.
And this is in chronological order.
No, well, I don't know. But I'm just saying, in the basement, he had like a noodle maker for a period of his life when he needed a noodle maker to sell at mass to restaurants. Middle floor had a trucking industry, like remnants of an office with like blueprints and stuff.
He had a floor for every year of his life. He had a floor dedicated to every year of his life.
I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people talk a shit about what kind of trade and what you do for a career is. That stuff is the substance of – that's the essence of life, right, is how you describe your version of life. I would love that tour. And to be honest with you, you should have bought the fucking chairs. The guy had the balls enough to walk you around his life. You could have at least bought five chairs.
For free, like 2 hours later.
It's true.
Like, for free.
Yeah, but who gave you those chairs? First name?
Construction Junction. His name was Terry.
Okay, yeah, but did Terry give you a tour?
We knew his name was Terry.
No, he gave me the tour of the receipt, which said 000 at the bottom.
Right, it said, thank you for taking the stolen property. Meanwhile, you got a tour from this other... What was his name?
Yeah.
What was his name? What was the guy who showed you his entire life, floor by floor, with the blueprints?
I don't want to give his name out.
You're telling that story, but you're telling me that Terry from Construction Junction...
Anybody who's got their... detective's cap on.
Hey, Terry, if you're listening, I want you to know this, Terry.
Mr.
You're a sack of shit.
Kim?
And I'm tired of you handing out stolen merchandise. And Let's just call him your high horse, and you need to return some of that stolen property you have.
Let's just call him Enrico Sanchez.
No, his name is Terry. He dropped his name.
No. The Chinese man?
Yeah.
Let's just call him Enrico Sanchez.
How about we call him Jen?
Jin.
Jin's not bad.
Gin tonic.
Jen's offensive. Gin and tonic.
Gin Sanchez.
Gave you an entire tour. See, you just hit a hard chord on me. He's like, the guy showed me every year of his life. But Terry comes down to Terry, which is a feminine bitch-ass name, if you ask me.
Terry gave me a lot of stuff for free, very quickly and efficiently.
Yeah.
Someone else took
just like
hours of my life
bitch.
To describe their life story when we were supposed to be talking about
it. Hey, Terry.
women are very giving. Dudes are like, let me tell you about my wife.
Thanks. Is that her name, Terry?
Terry, close.
Tell me there's an A-N-N after that. I'll lose my shit. Terry Ann. Oh,
I was just thinking.
That's a hot ass name.
Cool,
Terry Ann Helfer.
Wouldn't a cool.
Boy, I'm telling you what. You could go back to fucking carnivals. You can go back to selling stuffed animals.
I don't
want to
go back.
Doing your dart trick.
No, I don't want to go back to the carnival.
What time do you need to be at the mic?
Call time.
You
it's 7:42. We need to. You know what we need to do right now is we need a bow head in prayer. Because you haven't given Jen enough credit. You're giving it all to Terry because he gave
you
something.
Are you
going to
lead us in a prayer?
Yeah, I'll lead you in a prayer.
Okay. Right.
Well, let's. I need you to instruct me in the ways of your religion.
Oh, mine is keep your eyes open and make sure no one in the other room is making fun of you.
Okay, so while we pray, we stare unblinkingly at each other. Is that correct?
Would you like any?
Your eyes, thine eyes dart around paranoidically. Yeah.
Like prayer is supposed to be done.
Yes.
Our Father,
on guard,
eyes darteth around.
For God's holy
sake.
Judgment.
Yeah. Constant.
Do you want any?
Constant annoying.
No, I don't want to step out of bounds here. Do you need any special request? I know you're Jewish, and I.
He wants you to keep it halal.
If we can circumcise ourselves. Are you circumcised?
I've never had a rabbi suck my penis, no.
All right, let's just. Do we want to do this real fast? Well, you know, you can go.
Been ordained.
Oh,
yeah.
Only by the state,
Christ,
not by God.
You're still living
not by
at
God.
Home. I guess
not
that's the way
God.
It goes.
Not by God. God does not approve of this.
The state, however,
the state is cool.
Is there on
the
board?
The state is
dude.
Cool.
They
with
are,
this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
dude's a rabbi, bro.
Yeah.
My parents are super cool.
asked me a lot of questions, like, "Is this what you want?" And I was like, "Yeah." You
Let's
know,
get you circumcised. We'll throw it in the time capsule, man.
Dude, what about a nice jerky, that is
what?
To say.
Circum jerky.
You know, you take the circumcision off. You make like little jerk roast Jamaican style.
Yeah, it's like
nice little circum jerk.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a meal, you know.
Jesus Christ, they have a stockpile
it's
of
like
anything.
Fried banana peppers or something like that. Yeah.
No, it's like the ghost chip challenge. Only
they have their own.
That's right.
Only foreskin
they have
buddy.
Their own version of curry on the circum.
Can you eat? Guys, circumcised.
Did you I'm already circumcised. You'd have to take more off. I'm not trying to pee like a fire hose.
Okay. All right. So,
trying to get out or not?
We're having fun. I'm trying to lead you in prayer, but I got to be honest
with
you.
You wanted a prayer. I wanted a circum jerk.
Dude, this circum jerky is.
Then I have no problem.
I got to be honest with you. If Jack Lynx doesn't get on this, you have. You have lost a real dollar here.
Yeah, man.
Look, I have a
baby
yeah.
flesh.
I'm just saying,
come on, that sells. Top,
look, you're circumcised, and I'll give a.
Yeah, you know the difference between you and me? I don't fight my dick over getting the Q-tip back. You know what I'm saying?
If you eat this can like a Jewish goat, then
hit me.
Then I'm all good with this prayer.
Tell me those. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you want me to do again? Blow you.
Eat this can.
You gotta eat a can like a goat.
To make it kosher.
First off,
dude, it's for the Lord, all right?
Just do it. No,
you are the fucking Lord.
We're only 45 minutes in this. You're trying to convert me to Judaism, dude.
Okay.
No.
All right. Fine, Sky, you going to eat this can? You going to eat the can?
No, I'm not, but I'm going to lead us in prayer.
Someone's got to eat the can. Aaron will
eat. Wait, now, and after that, we're signing off or continuing to go?
Well, dude, you brought up goats. You eat the can.
All right, I'll eat the can.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Oh, swallow it.
Oh, my God. Your throat. Oh.
Swallow all of it.
Oh. The blood.
Oh,
the...
Get it down there.
All right.
Dude, pour beer down his throat.
I'm going to heat up this knife. You can just shove that on the back of your tongue. You'll be fine.
No.
Okay, I trust you.
Okay.
All right.
It's taking a lot longer than I thought it was going to take to heat this knife. Can you swallow that blood or... Okay, here's the knife.
All right. Here it is. That was amazing. Oh, there goes another one.
Is it still bleeding?
You are a...
No.
How about that?
We got it.
Oh, great.
Does it hurt?
I mean, yeah.
Good. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, for the listeners, just say not at all.
All right, yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. We're ready for your prayer. It's finally kosher.
And our Father, who art in you.
It's finally kosher.
All right. Now, first off, it has nothing to do with Father, right? I'm a realist, right? God's a realist, right?
Our Latinx,
listen,
who art in heaven.
All realistic God, thank you for giving me these. Thank you for giving me a handful of derelicts. You know what I mean? I'm a one as well.
God
and
bless
I appreciate
Daryl.
You all.
God bless Daryl.
Thank you for allowing us to...
He knows what you mean.
He knows how to lick.
Thank you. Yeah, he sure does.
Anyway.
For letting us just be juvenile. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thanks for the jerking off.
He
thanks
knows
for the
what
porn
you
hub.
Mean.
Thanks for the technology.
You know what
thanks
I
for
mean.
The sadomasochism. Thank
and
you for
does.
The domination.
Or it does. It does. You know, they do.
Spit on me. Hallelujah.
They do. You know what I mean?
I do. Thank you, O realistic God, for the safety word and ooh. The ability to use the
you mean
sex
the N-word.
And the color of one's skin against them. I thank you, O realistic God, for making today the day where I got to come into this world and look into the eyes of the two people who should not have fucked beside a dumpster behind a rallies. And 19.
He didn't say that we did, though. He said we should not.
We should not.
Yeah, this book is...
It's old. Very mystery.
The book that he's right. reading from is...
It's an interesting... I think it's
pretty weird. Yeah.
It's like maybe some...
The
like
book that I'm reading
things,
from is
or?
B.C. Okay?
Oh. B.C. That's true. The B.C.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I could
it's
see it.
British
it looks
Columbian
like this
book.
Weird... Tone.
Dear realistic God, we thank you for the hunting and the gathering.
Do you
we
see
thank
the words
you
glowing
for,
when
yeah.
he reads them?
He loves the God, dude.
No, the words are like glowing from the page
yeah,
as
hold on,
he reads
yeah, because he loves the
let
God.
Let me turn the page. I got to lick my fingers here.
Oh.
Okay, all right. These
are
thick
flicking,
pages,
right?
dude.
Real thick.
This is
that's
BC.
A hell of a book, dude.
This is BC.
It's a hell of a book. It's made to last, not like those damn Dead Sea Scrolls, pussies.
This
I mean, come on.
You're lucky we still have enough slate in this book
anyway,
to get through this.
These girls are doing okay. fine.
Well, I mean, sure, they're okay,
God.
But imagine yeah. how good they'd be if we made them out of that
guys,
paper.
Guys, we're getting to
yeah,
the important part.
All right,
here,
fair enough.
Okay?
Yeah, dude.
You got a point.
Yeah.
Thank you to Dear Realistic God for Kanye West and that model
Wesk
Fox.
With a Q?
Yeah, I think that's right? how it's spelled. for breaking up so that he can get closer to Kim so he can also beat her and kidnap his children. We thank you.
Yeah,
and the old realistic father
book. Yeah,
and unholy spirit of jest.
I like how you're really keeping in mind the people who are suffering.
Oh, I got to cut this short, dude. You see how heavy these pieces of slate are? They're heavy. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
I can't believe you're able to carve that fast.
Yeah, well.
Because to record the prayer, that is.
Well, that's what we call career and skill. Get laid,
yeah.
get paid.
Craftsman.
Dear,
that was just for you, Jared.
Yeah. How about you want to end us in prayer here? Jared,
yeah, hurry the
realistic?
Fuck up and figure out how to
work. I did my part. Let's, because listen, I got to pay homage to these guys. You
that's
know what
true.
I mean?
I love hom.
They have been castrized for, is it castrized? Castro? Castro Dries?
Yeah.
No, it was...
Castro Syntex, STX.
What's Castro's brother's name?
Think Chuck.
George?
Chuck. Chaz. Chuckerize. Chaz.
You want to finish us in prayer here?
Yeah, sure.
Close your eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Let me take a breath.
Don't stare away in judgment.
Yeah, we got to get it in the rhythm. Everybody put out the vibe.
And I thank you, sweet Showbiz Pizza Bear, for gracing us with divine life. It is yours to take. It was yours to give. God bless you, Mexican food.
Hallelujah.
you give us nourishment, and then we shit it out.
Oh, the...
In a glorious way, in a
glory
way that makes
shit,
us feel
all the time,
makes us feel our anuses.
Blessed be thy bowl,
and appreciate not having horrible diarrhea. That we may appreciate life once more. And God bless Jin Chrome, the keeper of time, and the keeper of
in the
all things China.
That is us.
May we enjoy Chrome Heaven, where we sit for nothing less than $30.
Reach on.
Nothing.
Where we can afford all the chairs that we can.
A seat for every man.
You welcome sun cake.
And a sun cake
not
for
the
every
women
child.
As much, but still men.
Hey.
Do you know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother J-Rod.
Miss him.
Are we done? Thanks for coming, guys.
Dude, hey, guys. Thanks for
having
me.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was a good birthday.
And so, after the show, the boys squeezed the podcast out of the recorder and into a juicer. Added a hint of lemon and a mint leaf and poured it into a can of zesty Southwest Pringles. This, they decided, was their time capsule. In Aaron's backyard, they dug a 200 feet deep hole and threw in the can. They covered it with dirt and headed to an open mic, where they all bombed. And they never thought about it again. 9,997,980 years pass. The world looks much different than it had. You see, in the year 2036, deciding humanity is just a bunch of hay holes. The potatoes rose up and promptly took over the planet. Humanity entered a golden age, built rockets and left Earth for the stars, all crashing into Alpha Centauri in the year of 2614, or 578 New Dawn. In the year 10,002,003, ethereal light potato children are playing mind baseball when one kicks over a Pringles can. The time capsule. The podcast flings out and plays. The potato children listen and learn. Of strange times long since past. Of the ancient ritual of birthdays. What English was. And what human beings were like. At one point. Long, long ago. When it ends. The conversation enters the ether. And makes its long journey to Alpha Centauri. To return to its place of origin. The potatoes watch. In a mix of boredom and awe. At the blue light firework display. Their only thought being. No wonder why the humans are long gone. Serves them right for turning our ancestors into Pringles.
Goddamn wonderful outro, right? Shout out to Jared. Follow him. I believe it's Jared Gyro Helfer, Mystical Hoot on Instagram. Real freaky, right? We did have, like I said, a request from Sky for an outro song. Now, this song, now if you remember, like I do, the Gorillaz, they were something else. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of music is something, but very little music. Something else. So I remember when this album came out, I had, I believe, a white Cadillac with subwoofers in the trunk and was just rolling around them Boone County boys. So with no further ado, guys, the song 19-2000 off of the album Gorillaz, I believe, self-titled. You know what? Let's just look at view album. Yep, self-titled album, Gorillaz. Spelled with a Z. Years, 2001. Song, 19-2000.
The world is spinning too fast. I'm bundled like his shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music. I'm good, it's in a happy mood.
Pass me them Pringles.